Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price, who writes the car gazing column you see in the Greenville Herald banner, and actually it's syndicated all over the country. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, what have you been driving lately?
Well, this week I am driving the Volkswagen Golf R. Very cool car. And most people looking at this thing, they wouldn't have any idea whatsoever what it is. It looks kind of like something your math teacher would drive, you know.
Well, we're looking out the window at it right now, as a matter of fact. It is a very unimposing looking car.
It is. It's the kind of thing where if you're a real serious car fanatic, you might realize what it is when you look at it, just based on the badges and the little subtle styling differences and the wheels. Most people, though, if you pull up next to them in a Volkswagen Golf, they're just thinking it's an efficient little, you know, practical car.
Energy saving.
Yeah, energy saving, that kind of thing. You know, affordable little car to get around in. Well, this one, they put a huge engine in it, makes almost 300 horsepower. It's insane. It's crazy. It's stupid they even did something that makes that much power, but I love it just because it exists.
Now, buying the Volkswagen Golf has been around for a while.
Yeah, it's been around, right? A very long time, and they have a long history of doing these kind of performance models. This one takes it to an extreme that very few of them do.
Really?
And it's just crazy. It has got all-wheel drive, too, so that's another thing I absolutely love about it. You know how I take corners? You rode with me in the Alfa Romeo 4C.
Yes.
You remember that?
Oh, yes, I sure do.
That was a rear-wheel drive car. This one, it holds the road so well, I get absolutely terrified before it even reaches its limits. You know, it's just like super glue stuck to the road. It's really, really wild. And crazy fast, too. You'd never expect that. And again, one of the things that's so appealing about this car to me is it's not flashy. Nobody has a clue what it is, you know, again, unless you're a real serious car geek. But it's a sleeper. You know, it's a great car that nobody knows it's fast, but then you step on the gas and it's just wild, wild.
You know, I think you have to be something of a sophisticate as far as a car fancier to appreciate a really hot car that doesn't look hot.
There's a subset of people who just love that, though.
Right, I understand. But I think the average person who has a hot car, going to buy a hot car, he also wants it to look hot.
Want it to be flashy, get attention.
But I get that. I mean, you pull up to the stoplight with this, and nobody's going to, you know, want to race their engine to get you to race with them or whatever.
But, exactly. But unless they knew what it was, then they sure would.
But
it would a cool car.
It would be funny to see that happen and then to see you blast off the line. The R stands for what?
I don't know.
It's one of those things that we use for designation. So this is a fairly pricey car.
For its size, yes, somewhere around $35,000 roughly. So it's a lot of money for a little compact car like that. But on the flip side, when you think of how fast it is and the kind of excitement it brings, it's as exciting to me as cars that cost way, way more than that. Hmm. So that's another one of the cool things about it.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Derek Price. Derek writes the car gazing column that you see in the Greenville Herald banner and around the country. So the Volkswagen Golf R, and you know, it is. There's more there than meets the eye when you see Derek driving around in that. And then you've been driving lately the Dodge Ram Power Wagon.
Yeah, the Ram Power Wagon, and it is such a cool, cool pickup for people who, again, know what it is. I got a lot of compliments from truck fans, mm-hmm. and part of the reason is it had big, gaudy stickers on the side that said Power Wagon. You know, you almost have to say it with a grunt, Power Wagon. You know, it's a fun, fun truck. But the cool thing about it is, it's an off-road pickup truck from the factory. So it's got a high suspension clearance. It's got a winch built into the front. If you ever get yourself stuck or get a friend stuck out in the woods, you can pull them out with the built-in winch.
Yeah.
Has no running boards to step up into the truck. So you really have to lift yourself way up high. The kids were joking about needing a parachute to get out the back. But it's just a lot of fun. And the inside, it's all rubberized at the bottom, you know, so where your muddy feet go after you get in from tromping around in the mud, you can wash it out real, real easily. So everything is so thoughtful about using this as an off-road pickup truck. And it's really big, too. It's based on the heavy-duty 2500 Ram platform. So it's a great, big, fun off-road truck. Extreme capability. Really is just a blast to drive.
Mm-hmm. And what is it going for?
Ooh, I don't remember the price tag on that. I would guess. I kind of hesitate to even say. I'm guessing 45 or 50 somewhere in there. And pickup trucks are getting so expensive these days. It's one of the things that blows me away is looking at the sticker prices. There are luxury pickup trucks. Like I saw, I configured a Ford heavy-duty truck to get every option on it. Over 90 grand, and that blew me away.
Wow. Now, would the Ram Power Wagon, in addition to being fun, it would have practical, it'd be a practical truck?
Yeah, it sure does. If you need to get in real hard-to-reach places on your ranch, mm-hmm. let's say, this is the kind of truck you need. You don't want running boards. They're going to get caught on mm-hmm. rocks and get you stuck out in the mud. So it's fun for hobbyists who like off-roading, but there are a lot of people who need a truck like that. Let's say you work for an oil field company and you got to get to a rig way out in the middle of nowhere on a stormy day. A truck like this is really, really useful to get you there and get you back home safely.
Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with me.
Thank you.
Derek writes the Car Gazing column, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.